I don't understand the notion that, like, hey, I'm gonna help you get clients with Facebook ads, but I can't get my own clients with Facebook ads. And not only can I not, I'm not even gonna try. It's just kind of silly. Plus, there's a sense of authority that comes with running ads. I've noticed that leads that come in through ads are a little bit better because they're like,
what's your why? It's what all the gurus want you to figure out before you even get started. While these gurus are out there distracting you with stupid questions like what's your why, J.R. Rivas is out there taking massive action and building his business. That sweet, sweet Lamborghini Countach isn't gonna buy itself. Sure, he loves helping his clients, but don't get it twisted. He wouldn't do this shit for free if it didn't lead to making a ton of money. Welcome to the Instant Leverage Podcast.
All right, what is going on, guys? Happy Friday. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that just routinely pisses me off. And that is agency owners who never want to spend money on ads. And I won't just pick on agency owners here. All business owners who never want to spend money on ads or routinely don't want to spend money on ads. And I've seen this in my own program where I have to literally pull teeth just to get people to listen to the advice that they paid for. And then once they do, they're like, holy shit, this works so well. I should have did this months ago. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I've been telling you to do it for months. So I kind of have to dispel a few of the myths that I see that stop people and business owners and agency owners from running ads. Number one is that ads are going to be expensive. So I have a client, his name's Yash, and Yash just got started with us not too long ago. He got laid off at the beginning of COVID, was like, I'm going all in with my agency. I'm like, cool, well, let's get your VA up. He started getting appointments, and then I'm like, let's get your paid traffic up right away. And within $16 spent, he booked two appointments, $8 a pop, in the real estate industry, supposedly a very competitive niche, whatever that means. But so I look at this and I'm like, one of the reasons why people don't run ads is because they think it's expensive. And that's just simply not true. I've never, ever, ever, ever heard of or seen personally anyone who's ever spent the cost to acquire one client for 1 month and have not gotten a client within that ad spend. So what I mean by that is, like, let's say you're charging $1,000 a month. I've never seen someone spend $1,000 and not get a client that can cover that $1,000 ad spend, right? So the notion that that running ads is too expensive or whatever, that's just bullshit. That's only if you have zero clue what you're doing. So now the red flags are going off in your mind, like, oh, well, you know, my niche is hard to get in front of, and how do I write copy for this and all this stuff. And the real answer is, you just figure it out, like, use Google, Facebook groups, whatever, invest in a program. But the simple answer is, it's very, very simple. Like, I'll give you our ad formula right now. So typically, when we're setting up an ads for someone who's new, and by new, I mean, like, they don't have too much information on their niche yet, they don't know all the pain points and the desires and blah, blah, blah. Usually, it's something along the lines of this. Hey, realtors, do you want X thing without Y pain point? Are you tired of spending all your money on Zillow and getting honeypot leads? Going to networking events in hopes of getting clients, sitting around and waiting for referrals. If so, then hi, I'm J.R. Rivas, and I run an agency helping realtors to stop doing these things and get this result. If you're interested, click the link below and book a call. Now, that's a very, very basic outline. If you have testimonials, whatever, work that stuff in there, of course. But I've seen this formula routinely get people leads and appointments for less than $25 per appointment. And if you can't afford to pay $25 per appointment, then you don't have a business, right? So I constantly see people trying to go down this path where they're like, oh, I wanna take the get clients for free until I have five clients and then invest in paid traffic path, But that just takes so long. Like, we have our virtual assistants go out. They book you appointments. They book appointments through LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, email, all this stuff, right? But while they're doing all that, if you really want to ramp it up, then start running ads, start running traffic, start getting people, start paying for leads to convert into customers. And what I found routinely over and over again and across like 50 something different niches is anytime someone listens to me and does this, their lives become easier. So number one myth is it's too expensive. Number two myth is I don't know how to get in front of, not necessarily a myth, but just a notion, a preconceived notion is like, I don't know how to get in front of my ideal client on Facebook. And that's not an excuse, guys. Like you can buy a list, you can comb through the targeting, you can spend a little bit more time trying to find things to target that your ideal client would be interested in. There's plenty of ways to get in front of your ideal client. You can scrape emails off LinkedIn and create lookalikes. Like that's really not an excuse. So, I have routinely seen that when you can spend money on traffic and you can generate appointments with that, your life that thus becomes a lot easier because now your business becomes a lot more predictable. You can pay for traffic. Now you know what your cost for customer acquisition is, and you can scale up from there very, very quickly. So I don't understand the notion that like, hey, I'm going to help you get clients with Facebook ads, but I can't get my own clients with Facebook ads. And not only can I not, I'm not even going to try. It's just kind of silly. Plus, there's a sense of authority that comes with running ads. I've noticed that leads that come in through ads are a little bit better because they're like, hey, this person's generating appointments through the same way, the same vehicle, the same method that they're going to use to generate me appointments. So until you can afford to pay for a customer, you don't truly have a business. And that's something that I wish I would have spent more time on, but I know where the sentiment comes from where you're like, oh, paid ads is just hard. That's only for people who know what they're doing and who have deep pockets and all this stuff and all this like bullshit that we tell ourselves to just avoid having to do the work. So if you take nothing else from me, find a way to, on top of everything else you're doing, if you're doing networking events, that's great. If you're doing personalized video, that's great. If you're doing cold email outreach, that's great. But on top of that, spend $5-$10 a day on ads. If that's all you can afford, that's all you can afford. But do it. Like $5-$10 a day on ads will go a lot further than $0 a day. And then reinvest that back into paid traffic. And then you have a machine that you can scale up incredibly quickly. So one thing that I see amongst agency owners who don't get their agencies off the ground and the ones that do figure out paid traffic a lot earlier because they realize the power of it. The ones that don't fiddle around with all the different, all the other methods and get those dialed in and stuff like that before they try to jump into paid traffic. So that's all I got for you guys today. Get your ads up and running. Whatever you can afford is fine as long as you're doing it, but your life will change the second that you can pay for a customer and create a predictable pattern. That's all I got for you guys today. Enjoy your weekend and leave us a review on the show if you're listening and shoot me an email too, jr@instantleverage.com. We've been doing this for a couple months now and I'm really enjoying it. I'm loving the feedback that I'm getting from people on social media. But I'd love to talk to you guys one-on-one and see kind of where you're at so I can tailor the content more towards you. All right, that's all I got for you guys today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Instant Leverage Podcast.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, and I'd be forever grateful if you left us a 5-star review on the app you're listening on so we can help more people. And if you want more content like this, then click that subscribe button now. And until next time, my friends, stay leveraged.